What's going on, everybody? Happy Saturday morning. We've got episode 160 of the Dumb Marks podcast, the Trios Championship edition today. Steve's taking a little personal day off, well-deserved. Probably doing some day drinking right now down at the pit game. Donald, Jason, how are we doing today?
I'm doing good.
You're all rested?
Yes, well-rested, and I am ready for the conclusion of Attack on Titan tonight. So 8 p.m., don't even bother me. I'm not answering nothing.
How about yourself, Jason?
I'm trying to focus right now. I can't see. I got that morning glaze over your eyes.
Where's Ty when we need him?
Yep. He's on. He's right there.
So, Jason, got a question for you.
Go ahead.
What is the proper way to eat a Reese's cup?
You eat the whole thing.
You eat the whole thing. Wasn't there a whole thing cup? You just put it in your mouth, huh?
I ain't even gonna pause that. Yep, you do it.
So wasn't there like a whole campaign a while back? There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's.
There's a wrong way.
More than
one bite is too much, and that's pushing it.
I tell you, people. Yeah, I don't know. Everybody talk about Reese's, man, the most overrated candy ever. Overrated, and I'll die on that hill. I will die on that hill.
We've been there. We've done that. It is one of the more popular Halloween candies, though. One of the staples in Jason's candy bag.
Because it's cheap, that's why.
What's cheap?
Reese's.
Oh.
That's why everybody buys them.
Okay. Okay. It's cheap. Okay.
It's cheap. Those are fighting words.
On my level, Reese's and Chick-fil-A are the same level. Brainwash. Just brainwash the whole world.
Yeah, I saw that. I was just like, I thought there was no wrong way to eat it. You know, you just eat it how you eat it.
No. I don't touch my Reese's.
You eat the paper?
No, it's just you peel the paper off with you. Mm-hmm. Don't touch my Reese's. Nope. I need chocolate on my fingers. Whole thing, one bite.
Ty, we'll leave that for you too.
Good one, Ty. Good one.
All right, it's Saturday morning. We got some humor going at least. It's Crown Jewel Day earlier this morning in New Japan. It was Power Struggle Day, so a lot going on wrestling on this Saturday. Before we get into the Crown Jewel predictions, sometimes we talk about how Crown Jewel can be a missable show. How do you guys feel going into this one?
The card looks good to me. Like the card match-wise. Looks like there'll be good matches, but storyline-wise, I don't care for much of it.
For me, 100% missable. Yeah. I don't care for it.
I liked whenever they had done like Elimination Chamber as like a pay-per-view. Like it was like, okay, cool. At least we're getting to a pay-per-view. You know, it's mm-hmm. like instead of a special event, it's an actual pay-per-view. But yeah, this one just feels like, okay, we're just doing the normal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, having a Saudi show just to have a Saudi show.
Yeah. Yep. Overhype a house show for them.
Go on.
That's all what it is.
So the usual. Yeah. Business as usual.
Yeah. So it is. It's missable. But we'll go through it with the predictions and all that stuff.
So that, you know, it's 11 a.m. here on the East Coast. Pay-per-view starts officially at 1 p.m. Eastern. So what do you say? Why don't we just get into the predictions, get the morning going, then we can get into the hits and misses for the week.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. So we'll start off with the kickoff match. We have one on that, which is unusual lately. They haven't had too many kickoff matches. We're going to go with Sami Zayn versus JD McDonagh.
Didn't know they had a storyline, so don't care.
Judgment Day.
You want the Judgment Day?
Hmm? No, I was just telling me it's part of the Judgment Day story.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
Sammy has an irrelevance since he fought Roman. So
I'm going with Sammy for the win because there's bigger people in the store in the Judgment Day for him to take on. But JD's going to make it look good.
That's what JD's job is now? Just make everybody look good?
Hey, until he's an official member, yep.
Will he ever be an official member?
Just take the bumps and bruises for the group.
He's the new Dom. When he first came in.
I was wondering where you were going to go with that for a second. So. I'm actually looking forward to the match. I like both of them talent-wise. Weird that it's a kickoff match for the two of them, but I see bigger things on Sami Zayn's horizon coming up, so I'm going with Sami for the win. Yeah. All right, so that's it for the kickoff. We'll get into a match that I was even surprised. We'll continue with the Judgment Day thing. I was surprised when this is a match. We're going to go with Cody Rhodes versus Damian Priest. And everybody online that I saw on Twitter whenever this was announced was like, who asked for this match? So what are your feelings on this match, and who do you think will win?
Cody's going to win, you know, just so they can have something to cheer about over there. So they can say their little, whoa, if they understand what that means.
Oh, that would definitely happen.
I see. A singles men's match in with the Judgment Day is kind of rough right now because you feel like mommy's leader. You feel like Rhea's the leader. So they have no top guy. And if it is a top guy, it's Finn over Damian. I still don't put Damian that high on my list. What a
That's a good one.
Noted and accounted for, Ty. Noted and accounted for.
Will it be a good match? I don't know. Damien's grown on me in ring. Still not as a character, you know, as a wrestler. I mean, as a character, but I think this match will deliver. You know, Cody always puts on the theatrics.
Yeah. That's very true. Yeah.
So I'm going to go Cody. Still doesn't feel like an important match in this. In his rivalry, though.
Nah.
We got mommy wrestling later on. She's got her. We'll get to her and the trouble she's facing in this match. But yeah, it's like, I mean, the thing Cody has to look out for, and I mean, he's got people on his back if they travel over for the show, is you could have Finn and Dom both out there in Damien's corner. You know, so will Jay be out there? You know, will anybody else support him? But
does Jay have a match?
How can you get? Not on the card now.
Oh, he'll be out there.
Yeah. Now he had his match already on Tuesday.
There'll be some sort of interference. He'll be out there.
So, but I'm going with Cody.
You might even see Sammy. I'd be
surprised if Cody lost here.
Yeah, that's right.
He's already there. Yeah, so
this will lead to a triple threat next week.
On Monday.
On Monday, yep.
Or a three-man tag.
There's got to be some type of fallout so we can build the Survivor Series. All right, up next, we'll go with another solo match. No pun intended. John Cena versus Solo Sikoa.
Like I said before, this is a glorified house match, so everything for the faces are going to dedicate. John Cena's not losing this.
I got Cena putting Solo over.
That's what I'd like to see, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this right now could be John's last match. We don't know. Like, I think this was one of the last ones he was advertised for, but with the strike still going on, that could continue through Survivor Series. But if this is it, you got to put him over, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm going with Solo.
Solo.
Cena.
Okay. Would I be surprised if Cena wins?
No.
Like you said, glorified house show, so we'll wait and see. We got the WWE Women's Championship, Io Sky versus Bianca Belair.
I'm going with Io, and then somewhere this story to me still goes to Io and Becky or Bayley. So Io for the win.
Yeah, she ain't losing the title this quick.
Agreed. I'd be really surprised if Io dropped the title. Bianca just came back.
Yeah.
So I don't want to see them give her like the Charlotte Flair treatment and just be like, okay, you're coming back, you get the title, like to start. Like, let's see some build up. Let's see some story develop here with Bianca, whether it's for another title match or something else. Mm-hmm. All right, up next, just rolling right through here. We got the United States Championship, Rey Mysterio versus Logan Paul.
And here comes one of my jabronis. The weigh-in on SmackDown was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Like, weigh-ins on wrestling products don't work. The last few haven't gone well for anybody involved.
No.
Well, the massive liver, probably. But, yeah, that weigh-in was my jabroni. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even in the ring. They took it in like a back office and just had camera guys and like a few people. Like, you do stuff like that out in the ring, but I get you probably would have got shit on. So, hey, let's do it in a far off secluded place away from fans.
So if you're going to do that, then to me, that's like, okay, just take it. Just record the thing and just show it as a quick clip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't even show, like, make it a segment. Just be like, hey, earlier today, Logan Paul and Rey Mysterio had their weigh-in.
Yeah.
Here's what happened real quick. And then, like, less than a minute.
And why did this match need a weigh-in?
Because
at all.
Sounds like you're coming to my side on this.
Does any match need a weigh-in for wrestling? No.
No.
I think it'll be a good match.
This is one of those ones that I feel like should deliver on the card.
Yeah,
like Logan hasn't had a bad match, I don't think yet in WWE. You know, he delivers.
Mm-mm.
You got someone a little high flying with him with Ray, just kind of like the whole Ricochet and Logan Paul had a match. I think you're gonna see something similar here. Do I even want to look in the comment section?
I'm going to go with Logan. As you know me, Ray winning the U.S. title was bogus. So let's put some gold on Logan. Finally,
I'm going to go with Logan. Reluctantly. To me, it should have been Escobar all along, but I don't know. I'm going to go with Logan.
I'm going to go 3-for-3. I'm going with Logan as well. I feel like you've had him in matches. I think it was last year at Crown Jewel he wrestled Roman. So you've had him in title matches now.
And has he won?
He's got the popularity. He's won some matches. I think he's still on the losing streak.
He beat Ricochet, right?
I don't even remember. Okay. So we'll go that he beat him, but there was a few matches this year. I know he's lost. Yeah. He was on a little bit of a losing streak. So I'm going with Logan. They're not really doing much with the U.S. title anyways. So, you know, you could have him wrestle at Survivor Series and maybe bring him back for Rumble to defend it.
I mean, here's a thought. You could have had Dom versus Ray title for title. Elevate that whole division.
So good. Hey. I mean, you want the mega powers to explode. That's what you want right there.
Nothing wrong with Dom 2 belts. Only person I give it to, you know. Third best wrestler in the world deserves 2 belts. So.
Sometimes I really hate you. Okay, surprising that we all got Logan on this one. So I didn't think that many people would lean that way.
Yeah, it would be we were wrong, you know, like always.
Yeah,
whenever we're unanimous, it's always.
But we all agree. Yeah. All right, moving along. Let's get into Mommy. She's got the Women's World Championship match. Rhea versus Nia, Shayna, Zoe, and Raquel.
It's an easy way to take
throw everything on mommy and see what happens, kind of.
Yeah. It's an easy way to take it off her, but I don't see anybody right now belt worthy unless you put it on Shayna, and I don't want to see it on Nia.
You're right, Jason. There's nobody belt worthy at all except for mommy.
Yeah.
So really simple, Rhea for the win. This is just setting up more for Nia and Rhea to me.
If you'd have built somebody up instead of having this, though, I mean, I've been liking how they've been playing this with all four of them involved, so everybody's in the picture, but let's focus on one, get a storyline, build them up, and then take it off Rhea.
Yes.
Completely agree with you.
But she'll probably lose it to Nia Jax.
I mean, yeah, this is one of those situations where you have a chance to build somebody up. You know, Rhea's the hottest thing going in the women's division right now.
Yeah.
And you have a chance, instead of just putting her in a five-person match and, you know, letting it see what happens, let her put somebody over and, like, really build them up, you know? You got Survivor Series coming up next and Rumble after that. Two big pay-per-views that you can put somebody over if you feel it's time to take the title off of her. But I'm going with Rhea retaining as well.
Nobody mentioned in that Raw or in this match has the personality to carry a belt to me.
No. Mm-mm. None of the other four have that. Mm-mm. Good in the ring.
Zoe will get there.
Hmm?
I like Zoe. Zoe will get there. I like Zoe. It's not her time yet.
To me, she's the best wrestler in the match. She just lacks the personality. It's better than NXT, but yeah.
And I think it can get there.
I think, yeah. If they work on it. Yeah. They work on it.
Yeah. She's still in her rookie year, so she doesn't need to have the belt just yet.
I mean, Raquel had it in NXT, but up now, she's just this smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to be there.
Happy, yeah.
Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
Just smile.
They need to get away from that.
Old Finn Balor.
I like Nia and I like Shayna. You know, I've been boasting for over a year now. I think Shayna's deserving of
the
title.
Both of y'all been definitely prancing and with her.
Do I think it's right now is the perfect time for it? No. Is she a little bit hotter at the moment, you know, than what she's been lately? Yeah. But I don't necessarily. Again, I'd rather see it be Rhea, Shayna, one on one, and that lead to the title change.
I like that. I'm gonna go with Nia Jax.
You go with Nia. Okay.
With Nia Jax.
Mommy's untouchable right now.
She is, but.
She lose the belt and the rest of the Judgment Day have titles. So what's that going to say about them?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Everybody dynamic. Everybody wants it, except for her.
Yeah, interesting dynamic. That'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Cool. There's so much hate going on in the comment section right
now. I know.
Love it. Love it.
I wish we could put this up on screen.
How about we cut the show and just put them up?
So then the link, they can just join and do their thing. Survivor Series is coming up in a couple weeks, so we gotta get going for that. All right. We got two world title matches, so let's kick it off with the World Heavyweight Championship, Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre.
This is where it ends.
Please.
Somebody gotta take it off him. I'm going with Drew. Yeah. Like I think you're at the point where you had too many. Matt, like, if you're defending it too frequently and winning,
mm-hmm. He established the title.
Established it. Yeah. Now if you had a few frequent defenses in between, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be as it's time to get the belt off Seth. as I am.
Interesting.
I mean, Seth won it in Saudi. Does he drop it in Saudi?
I think he is. I think Drew's the guy to do it.
Why do you think Drew's the guy? You know, we've had...
Because it should have been Nakamura.
Shinsuke.
Because it should have been Nakamura.
It should have been. It should have been him. Yeah. It should have been Nakamura.
And then it, yeah. I mean, who are you going to put on after that? It's not Cody's belt. Unless you give Jay a run. Those are the only two I see. Takes it off of? Drew or Jay.
The past couple of weeks, I've been leaning towards this, and we'll see if it happens. I think Sammy's going to be the one to take it off him.
I wouldn't mind that either.
Nobody mind that.
I'm not sure if I see Sammy being the one to win the Rumble. You know, that's what I'm kind of going back and forth on right now. Like, does Sammy win the Rumble and go to Mania? But I kind of feel like it completes the circle for Sammy. You know, last year he was so hot, and now you kind of see this attitude change with him lately the past few weeks on TV. I just like, if Sammy's going back to being heel Sammy again, you know, why shouldn't he be the one to dethrone the guy, the champ that the crowd cheers for?
I get you, bro. It's Seth, though, but, you know, the fans will turn on you in a heartbeat. Last time he was a good guy and went on that run.
Yeah.
They got tired of it.
I'm with Jason. I'm going to go Drew. You know, he always been – I mean, he hasn't been, but, you know, when he was champ during COVID time, you know, there was no fans and all that stuff. So, hey, let him finally get his run with a world title with fans in the building. That's the only way I see it.
But unless he turns his,
yes, unless he turns his full-blown heel today.
Yeah. I don't see it with Drew right now. Would I be surprised if he won? No. But to me, that's more Vince booking than it is Triple H booking. You know, so it's like...
Who's the boss?
Yeah, very true. Very, very true. I'm going with Seth to retain, though. I don't see this being... But I do agree with you, Jason. I think that they had their moment with Shinsuke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially last month. I think I said it for the last match. Shinsuke should have won. You could have sold the back injury, if there really is a back injury, or even if it's just storyline. Taking Seth out for the end of the year and then have him come back and won it at the Rumble. You know, didn't have to be a long reign with Shinsuke, just something to break it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And give him something. He's been in the, what, company for how long? And get a sniff of the world title yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of opportunities, but never got the belt.
Yeah. And then that keep, even though Shinsuke would have lost it at Rumble, that's still keeping him hot enough to be a main player for WrestleMania season.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you get interested in seeing what he does with that. Mm-hmm. Maybe a Gunther Shinsuke match. You know, something. But we'll see. Okay. Last match of the night. Undisputed Universal Championship. Roman Reigns versus LA Knight. Is this LA's time to shine?
Hell no.
No.
We brought this up. Steve brought this up last week, you know, so we'll continue that conversation.
No. I don't think he loses anything if he loses this match.
No.
I'm probably more than a few. Go ahead.
To me, they made that belt so, like, so big that you got to be big to take it.
But is there anybody else hotter in the WWE right now than LA Knight?
That's hotter. It's not a bigger name.
I'm going over there. I'm going over there.
I'm probably one of the only people to stand on this hill, too. I don't believe in LA Knight at all. I don't. I think he's just flavor in the last half of the year. That's it. I think Roman's just going to run through him. Literally run through him. I don't believe in his wrestling. I don't believe in his talking. I just don't believe in him at all.
I like that take. I don't agree with it, but I like it.
And he's just nothing. I mean, he's just nothing but another prop. for Roman to kick down. That's it. So he's hot for what? For nothing.
Cup of coffee in the big time.
for absolutely nothing.
I think he... I don't want to peg him as a mid-carder, but he'll get his... I think he'll get his win there. They've elevated... Well, Gunther's elevated one of those belts to a point where you can carry that IC belt and be proud.
And then it goes back to all of his wins, like what winning a nothing to go battle royal. If he was that hot, why isn't he US champ at the time? Like right now, you know, if the company believed in him, you're just not going to shotgun you up to a title match and ain't you going to win the title? No.
He's my Rumble winner.
The Rumble, Rumble to do what?
To take a lot,
a lot of people want Rumble to do what?
To take the Raw belt. you ain't taking Roman's belt. You're not taking
Roman's belt.
Okay.
But no. I see Roman in a squash match. Legit squash.
See, this would have been, and we'll get back into what we just said. If that's the way they go, Jason, like if LA Knight wins the Rumble and heads to Raw to take the world championship, there was your chance with Shinsuke to have a heel.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to have a big match, like a WrestleMania main event, I don't want to see face versus face. You know, Seth versus LA Knight. I'd rather see.
In my mind, Seth won't be there. Seth's not in that picture.
So you have somebody, you know, whether it's Drew or somebody else, taking the title before Mania.
Yeah, I don't think Seth's last
name. I mean, other than Roman, I don't think there is anybody else bigger in the company other than, you know, Seth's probably the number two for sure. That, you know, that's a big win for LA Knight if he beats Seth.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. If he beats Drew McIntyre, I think that's something that fans could believe. You know, but you have him go over on Seth and just like, okay, that's a big win to kickstart his title match.
Yeah. So I'm going, hey, that we finished the story, Takuma.
Yeah.
The story.
I'm just not sure if I see Cody going back to back. I see Cody getting the title at Mania, but I don't know if I see Cody winning the Rumble again.
Oh yeah, no, he's not. He's not
my Rumble. No.
Because you got the because in February you're going to be in Australia for the Elimination Chamber, and there's your. I really thought Cody was going to be the one to go to SmackDown, and that was going to be the justification of the match. And they still could do something like that, but I mean, if you got Elimination Chamber for someone who's going to fight Roman, then
that'll be that de facto number one contender, like they always did. Did before.
So, you know. Got a big event, got a stadium show in Australia, Cody going over. That's a big win. I don't have LA Knight winning. I'm going with Roman as well. You know, I'd be really surprised if LA Knight actually wins.
Roman.
Donald, me and you agree to the point of I do think that he at least has some ability on the mic that I can. I'm not going to put him in the same boat as Eddie Kingston, but you know, like how I always say, Eddie Kingston can kind of like talk me into the building, but like he just never delivers. That's kind of the way I feel about LA Knight a little bit.
He's close for me. He's very close.
I think LA has more talent than Eddie. That's why I don't want to. That's why I don't want to shame him and put him.
He's close. For me.
Y'all know how I feel about Eddie Kingston. So.
For me, he's close.
Burger King in Newport's over there.
I'm going Roman clean. No outside interference. Just to nail it home.
No outside interference.
Nope, I'm the big dog.
Jeez.
Like I said, squash match.
I'm not going to go that far.
I'm going to squash. I am.
So, and I don't even know how that, you know, because there's been times where I've been surprised when the Usos show up. Like, can the Usos go to Saudi?
Yeah.
Okay. They can travel.
They were there last time.
They did last time. They did the tag match. Didn't they wear Sammy and Thing won?
I don't remember.
But they were there.
Okay. So they can, there can be interference in this match. You already have, you know, Solo's in the building.
Yeah.
So I already feel like with Solo being in the building, you're guaranteed interference.
Mm-hmm. You say guarantee.
Yeah. There's always shenanigans. Okay. That's it, right?
Yeah. But,
mm-hmm. Any other hot takes for Crown Jewel before we move on?
To me, I feel it's going to deliver.
Yeah.
Running through the card, do you feel any better about the card? No. Or do you feel the same? Or worse? Either.
I always thought it was going to deliver card-wise.
College football's on.
Dwayne going to be on college football today?
Dwayne is going to be on college football player. Dwayne the football player.
He knows all his stats. Look at that man. He is the only ever Dwayne Johnson of Miami U football card. One of one.
I got a CFL rookie card.
Ooh, that might be money.
And score Saskatchewan rubles.
Toronto Argonauts.
Wait, is that for real?
Yeah, that's a real team.
No, is that the for real team he played for?
Oh, no, I don't know. But okay.
I was going to say, like, you really are a fan of Dwayne the football player. All right, guys. So that's it for Survivor Series. That's it for
Crown Jewel predictions. There you go.
You want to? There you go. You want to go into a real pay per view?
Yeah. Jason, you gave us your jabroni. Was that it, or did you have another one to talk about later?
Out the mud. They're always on my jabroni list. Paul White, jabroni list.
Oh yeah.
I'm pretty sure more will come up as I go. Yeah, jabroni list.
God, out the mud segment, boy, man.
Hey, Reggie delivers.
That's all he does.
Them other two.
That's what he does. He's a manager. You better deliver.
The segment as a whole, though, it can get out of here.
That was bad.
The sad thing is for Paul White, when they were sitting there talking, like when Jericho was saying, he goes, "There's someone bigger." I was like, "Don't do it."
Said that I knew who was. Do it.
Then it hit. Like no joke. Clearly, I'm watching TV, going, "Well," and then
everybody's here just sink right.
Yeah.
See, when I heard somebody big, I was like, "Damn, man."
Yeah.
Like we come to this.
He's a giant and he's old. What else is he going to do?
Could have bought anybody else.
You know it wasn't Satnam.
But then pointing the MJF thing was funny. Was Satnam and like, hey.
Nobody can. Dynamite didn't deliver for me on Wednesday. It's not on my Mount Rushmore, my jabroni just take of it just didn't deliver for me at all.
I got to go back. I watched Rampage. I got to go back and watch Dynamite.
Wasn't good.
Okay. Jason, you gave your jabroni. Why don't you give your Mount Rushmore?
My Mount Rushmore goes to the Creeds.
Watch the grass grow, baby.
They put on two good matches. Their debut match on Raw was a good match. And then they put on an even better match on Tuesday with Los Lotharios in a tables, ladders, and scare match. And both teams delivered there. Like, Are they main roster ready? I think so. You put them in a feud with the Alpha Academy a couple more times. Let them grow.
But do you think this is their official call up?
I don't know. I don't see him doing well without a manager, though.
Okay.
That's all they need is a manager.
I thought Julius was the hype talker.
I mean, but you can't. When you ain't hype, what you gonna talk about? And you ain't Mojo Rawley.
I thought he was a murderer. I'm sure there was a guy that used to say, yeah,
I thought he was a guy.
Just give him his whole gimmick.
Don't worry.
And tights.
Sounds like we're bringing that call back.
Good for that.
When did he get released? Was he released during COVID?
I don't even remember.
It's been a while now.
I just remember that man getting booed out the building at the NXT tour we went to.
Yeah.
What was did he get released when Braun got released the first time? Because I remember seeing them doing their little their vignettes and doing that control your narrative thing.
Okay, so then yeah, that would have been COVID.
Okay, releases. Yeah.
Yeah. Go.
Showering outside on the corner. Yeah.
We won't even get into the. Is that his independent name?
Hey. What we ain't gonna do is talk bad about Mojo. Everybody got their one. Everybody got their one gimmick they believe in that everybody hates. Mojo.
Zack Ryder.
Mojo's your tender spot.
Jason hated Zack Ryder.
This is most shining moments. Got wooed off the stage in that wheelchair.
I was there for all of it. Woo, woo, woo. All of it.
LA Knight is my Jason Zack Ryder.
There you go. At least the modern day choice.
Yeah.
Because everybody's on that bandwagon right now.
That man get cheered by the crowd. I'm just sitting here, arms crossed.
We need to get you that dead center on the hard cam side. Whatever he comes out. Nope. That'd be worth it right there. That'd be worth every dollar spent for that ticket. Even better if it would be in Saudi Arabia.
Don't want to be like, what everybody saying? D, M, D.
Don, you said that yours covers both, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So my Mount Rushmore and Jabroni are both in the Pretty Deadly segment. Pretty Deadly is my Mount Rushmore. You know me and the Yes Boys. Anything they do is pure gold.
Of course.
Loved everything they did with all that stuff. But the Jabroni part of the matches, I'm sick of them fighting the Brawling Brutes now. They were feuding with them before they got hurt, and now they're feuding with them after the injury. It's like, come on, enough is enough. It's like, I'm ready to see them move on to a different tag team.
And do we need a bar match every few?
Yes. It's like every two months.
It's getting like the Viking Raider matches, but at least the Viking Raider matches deliver.
Ooh, I disagree off of that last one.
Huh?
The Solo against Kofi, that was not a good match.
Oh, they've been delivering. They've been putting on, I don't want to say bangers. What's just below bangers? They've been putting on those type matches.
A bang.
They've been putting on a bang.
Yeah, I'm over this rivalry. It's starting to seem like COVID feuds. Like they just keep fighting the same people over and over and over.
But here's the thing, like, you're building a tag team division to look actually decent. Roll with it. Get the belts off the Judgment Day.
Yes.
And have a legit tag team division.
Yeah.
Because the matches tag teams.
Yeah, the matches that the New Day Viking Raiders have been putting on are selling me. Gable and Otis, they're selling me. You bringing up the Creeds, and you got DIY, mm-hmm. Profits, Los, I don't know.
Whoever they are, LWO. You know.
Yeah.
Them guys, yeah.
I thought you were talking about like the Los Lotharios being brought up there for a second.
You can bring them up.
You can bring them back up.
They still deliver.
Yeah.
Like you're these people are putting on good matches every week. Put the tag team belts in the picks.
Like an actual tag team. Very
true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. But that was my Mount Rushmore and Jabroni all in one.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. All right, I'll go into mine. My Mount Rushmore this week was Will Ospreay. This morning wrestled Power Struggle in New Japan against Shota Umino, who's Red Shoe's son over in New Japan. Just incredible match. Just what you're expecting in New Japan and from Will Ospreay. Like that match just delivered. It was a 40-minute match. Wasn't expecting that, but it kept my interest for the whole time. Not only did he have that match, but then last night, Impact had taped last weekend in the UK, their Turning Point event. So then he wrestled Eddie Edwards in the main event last night. So 2 days in a row, main event spots. I'm not a big Eddie Edwards fan in Impact, but Will Ospreay delivered.
Well, you
know, he delivered that match.
Always did.
Yeah. And then just the match and Power Struggle, it's just like, it just continues to prove why he is in contention for Wrestler of the Year. It's like another match.
Yep.
Another match. And then last night on Turning Point, they announced that on November 16th, which is 2 weeks away, will be the match that they already taped between Will Ospreay and Josh Alexander. So there's a match I'm looking forward to. So, how many times can he just... Can Ospreay have a match of the year contendership? There you go, Dave. Yeah, on Power Struggle, Bryan Danielson wants to go against Rainmaker at Wrestle Kingdom.
So no,
Bryan Danielson at Wrestle Kingdom.
He got to get his eye better.
He had taped up.
No, he did.
Yeah. Did the promo. Did the same type of, like, in the desert type promo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm here for that. So I'm... That's probably Wrestle Kingdom always has that match of the year contention day one,
you know,
to kick off the year. And I think Bryan Danielson and Rainmaker are going to be that match.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Want to give a shout out to Leon Slater. So he wrestled last night on Turning Point. He signed on to wrestle for TNA in 2024. So while they were he's UK talent, you know, had some matches while they were over there this week, and then they gave him a contract. He did a Swanton 450 splash for his finisher. Between that and some other moves that he did in the ring, I'm really looking forward to seeing what this kid can do in 2024 with TNA, because I think he could definitely be that another shot of adrenaline that X Division needs to return to the old style X Division.
How do you do a Swanton 450 splash?
I'll send you the clip, because it just, like, he starts off as a Swanton that just rolls into it.
Okay.
I can't do that. I couldn't even do that at the trampoline park when we went. This dude just doing it off the top rope, just like it's nothing. So good for him. Looking forward to seeing what he can deliver next year.
Look, I will never take for granted what these wrestlers do. I had to gorilla press my nephew into his loft bed last night, and that took everything I had. So all those guys doing the ring, boy, I was like, had to summon the power. My armbands on.
Had to hulk up there for a second. Slapping the face.
And look who's here. He hears TNA and he gets summoned, like the bat signal. How's Dave drinking? And Ty, I saw your comment. my jabroni of the week. We're going to keep on the TNA talk here, Steve.
He logged out.
It doesn't go to them. TNA whisper. We'll continue on with it. Comes from Eric Bischoff, actually. He's going to be my jabroni for the week. Because on his podcast this week, he said, I just don't think that the TNA brand had enough value ever. So the bringing it back is going to have any kind of, no pun intended, impact. Unless the product changes and there's significant change in the presentation, it's just changing the name of the show, and I don't think that's going to matter one bit. Says the man that completely devalued the TNA name.
Yeah.
That started this whole Impact Wrestling thing, you know, by removing TNA from Impact every Thursday and just calling it Impact Wrestling. You know, you can see in that quote to me is why their run in TNA was what it was and why it never... Yeah, it elevated to a certain amount, but it never took them. Yeah, and it just kind of became what it was and led to the downfall of TNA. Mm-hmm.
Him and somebody else we know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Dave talks a lot of shit about a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like he has that platform and he knows everything. You know, he knows enough about the business to where I feel like he can be an asset instead of just being the person, you know, just talking about it.
Well, that's what they all do now. All these people see assets, but they'd rather give the hot takes. Except for Vince. I don't want to see Vince Russo in Russo wrestling.
No, he's absolutely not. No.
Yeah, very true.
Just wait and see. Yeah. Like, we'll see what they do in 2024. We got 2 months until the rebrand actually happens. You know, they're basically like taping some things over the coming weeks to finish out the year, and then January we kick things off with TNA. So that was my jabroni.
Yeah. And that was the other one I had was Big Show. We talked about him. Paul White, whatever his name is.
I know I had a long list this starting the week, but I forgot them all.
You should pull the phone out like I did last week.
I'd rather it's good I forgot those segments. The ones that stick are worthy of Jabroni.
Anthem increasing the budget by $20. This is the guy that came out and said that he watches it back. Steve's got his Mount Rushmore of Mello and Dragunov from Halloween Havoc.
Good match.
Definitely.
Again, Dragunov can't have a bad match.
No. When do either of them really have bad matches?
And they may be upset doing the cliffhanger thing with Trick and Mello. Out there in the ring, something's about to happen. Oh, and then they cut the Baron Corbin beating up Dragunov in the back. Nah, man.
Yeah. That's what I'm ready for. Corbin and Dragunov. Yeah. You're gonna have to respect that match, Chris.
What are you talking about? Just leaving it up there.
Possibly.
Couple more weeks, we'll be going reviewing 2023, so that'll be a good one to talk about.
I think somebody who's number three in the wrestling business has something to say about that.
What feud?
Everybody. Every day, buddy.
That's the next video game, Dom Mysterio versus the world. Wow. I'll echo what Steve said. Watch him out.
That's blasphemous right there.
Okay. Anybody got anything else from the week? Okay. I got a couple things I want to bring up that I saw before we get into our game. This is an interesting one. And wasn't expecting to read this. Jeff Jarrett has had more matches in AEW this year than Kenny Omega, Bryan Danielson, Takeshita, Jay White, Hangman Page, MJF, Christian Cage, Eddie Kingston, Chris Jericho, Hikaru Shida, Britt Baker, Riho, and the Young Bucks. Look, 7 of his 25 matches have been title matches.
Look, I hate Jeff Jarrett. He's on my hated wrestlers list. But when the man's on TV, goddamn, he's entertaining.
Now, you guys know how I don't like legends at all, and I do consider Jeff a legend. I do, for all the work he did with the business and all that stuff. But like Jason said, the man is entertaining. The man is on the active roster. Give this man every title possible.
There's something I didn't expect to hear you say.
Slap nuts. Jeez. Just... He is hilarious.
Does he have a title? Other than that Leatherface? Didn't he just win something?
Just that, but that doesn't count. Don't think so. No, he didn't win anything else.
No, or...
Okay. He didn't win it. No, he never won anything else.
He's got black belt on TK. I thought he just... Probably. Steve, I'm glad you brought this up because I was going to bring this one up too. Jabroni is Flair, wants to work with MJF, got cleared by his doctor.
His doctor. No, thanks. His doctor.
Now, the announcement came this week from AEW. They issued a press release saying that Flair has signed 2 deals. One, a multi-year contract. Multi-year contract with AEW. And two, his Woo energy drink will be the official energy drink of AEW. So they'll have it in the locker rooms, and then they'll put it in the arenas that they can clear it with.
Now you can only get it on ringside, or not ringside, pro wrestling tees.
You get it with a shirt.
So this is like $24 for a six-pack?
What?
Ridiculous.
Guess who won't be drinking Woo?
Wow. Just because he got his name on it?
What's the alcohol volume? That's the next question. $24.99, $95. What's the alcohol volume?
Zero. That's what he needs to get in if he's going to charge that.
The alcohol volume is Ric Flair.
I mean, hey, he's already in the weed game, so might as well keep this thing going and get in the alcohol game now.
Man.
But multi-year contract, that's the thing that I can't get over. Like, you want to say a one-year deal, you know, so you can wrap up this stuff with Sting, you know, and then if they use him, you know, sporadically for appearances, cool. But multi-year, what are we going to do? Then he says he wants to wrestle a match with MJF.
Said he's willing to take bumps. Oh, he wants to wrestle. I thought he said he was willing to take bumps.
No, he said.
I'm dying to go one-on-one with MJF, man. It would get a rating too. Let's talk, young man. That was his quote. Now, he did come back later in the week and say, you know, somebody asked him, you know, do they think that, will you wrestle in AEW? And he said, no, I don't think I will. If you're asking me if I want to, you know, because I have to be careful what I say, but I made it clear to everybody that I can still take bumps.
If MJF is smart, he'll say no. Like, what value do that add to MJF?
Like, listen, I'm a Ric Flair fan, but the man should not be doing this at this point. You want to bring him out on TV to have a segment? Whatever. You know, cool. You know, let him do his thing. But I don't ever need to see him be in the ring again. No. Like, no. Ever. Like he had his, he just had, he had Ric Flair's last match event. He just hasn't had his last match in AEW.
His last match to me was against Shawn. That
should have been
the last match. That's the only match I think of as his last match.
Because then you saw him in TNA. It's just like, and did you really enjoy one Ric Flair match in TNA?
I don't even remember him fighting in TNA. No. I just remember the woo off. That's it.
Yeah. So they got. Oh, absolutely neat. Like that's one of the best moments ever. And I'll put that in all of wrestling, not just TNA.
Yes.
Dave, we got rid of Punk to get Flair. Make it make sense. So I think we're just in that, we're still, like I said last week, Tony Stark just died. We're still waiting for the after effects from the snap. So I think that's what's going on here. We gotta let everything make sense still.
Wow.
All right, we got anything else to talk about?
My other jabroni was Luther. Yeah.
Okay.
Luther the Butler. Now, is it Luther or is it Lutha?
I think it's Lutha.
Maybe I'm jumping the shark on this one. With you don't name a butler Luther.
You imagine,
I mean, Luther, you know that Luther. He's like, you got. No, you're Luther, the butler. No, no.
You have one named Lurch. Luther. So.
Luther, previously known as Luther. Luther.
Gave the butler a black name. Oh.
As someone that has a lisp, I don't appreciate that, Dave. But it's freaking hilarious. Oh my god, Taekwon actually laughed at something Dave said. All right, should we get into the game?
Yeah.
All right, Donald, do you want to break this down for us?
Yes, so we're doing word associations and we're doing wrestling promotions. So on the slides, wrestling promotions will come up. What's the first word that comes into your mind when these promotions appear? And it could be anything.
And just anything.
It could be anything. It's not just wrestler, it's just not this and that. It's whatever comes to your mind.
You want to control it?
No, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. NWA. History.
Never watched.
OG. 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 The original.
And I can take history of both ways. Just tons of history there, and it's just history. WWE.
Vince McMahon.
What did you say? Entertainment. I was laughing at Taz.
The goat.
The goat.
Dave said steroids.
WCW.
Where do big boys play?
Sting.
More than one word.
First thing that came to my mind, where do big boys play?
First thing that came to mind was Goldberg. So, return eminent. Original ECW.
Revolution.
Kimono Wano Lake.
Sand, damn. There you go. Now we're thinking. Ring of Honor original.
Stage AE.
Streamer guy. It is bad, but yeah, streamer guy. Who's thinking?
I'm trying to think of the word. I have like how I want to say it, but it's like above independence. Like they just proved that they could do things better than some other groups. Mm-hmm. Bankruptcy. Stardom. Women. Wish I watched it.
Women.
Asian delights.
Moving on. TNA Impact. AJ Styles.
Moose.
AJ Styles.
Moose.
Moose.
Moose. When do you watch it enough for him to be your...
I don't. Unless you want me to say Skipper, Elix the Cat, or whoever.
Moose. About to have a Taekwon moment. This man said Moose. What channel? New Japan. Strong style. What'd you say, Jason?
Okada.
AEW.
Alternative.
That's what I was going to say. Alternative. That's
a good one. Yeah. The first one that came to mind right now was Misused.
Was what?
Misused.
Misused.
True.
And finally, NXT. Full Sail.
Black and Gold.
I was just thinking talent.
That's it.
Dumb. I'll go over NXT.
Come on, baby. That's an AEW.
I mean, that's nobody. I mean, well, that could be the ECW locker room, too.
Oh, yeah, the original locker room. Oh, yeah.
They're getting close for some of it these days.
His scripts for NXT.
But in the streets, they call me Scripts.
All right. Before we wrap things up, we have anything else to talk about? Okay. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to episode 160 of the Dumb Marks Podcast. Make sure you follow us, all our social media down below at Dumb Marks Pod, and head over to Spotify. Click the follow button, subscription, whatever you can do over there. Give us a listen. Even if you come here on Saturday mornings, Taekwon and Dave, Nate, head over to Spotify, give us a follow over on there, help support the page, help us grow, spread the word, tell a friend. Head over to prowrestlingtees.com/dumbmarkspod, buy some merch. You know, again, help support the show. And don't forget that every Tuesday we have our One Gotta Go segment, and every Thursday our Drink of the Week segment over on YouTube. And if there's nothing else, you know, I can send it home with the quote of the week.
Good.
Thanks, dude.
Okay. Let's do it. Ready over here. All right, this week's quote of the week is, you cannot expect others to see you if you don't see yourself.
I feel
so. You cannot expect others to see you if you don't see yourself.
What did John see?
So until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
Bye-bye.